You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's early on here, and we're in the red by basically a quarter point across the board. Oil is hovering around 62.50, and crypto, by the way, taking a pretty big hit. Bitcoin down 2.5%, some of the others down as much as 10%. And as we always do, when she's not, you know, on her private jet or crying over the Mets or whatever it is, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News, joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I want to tell you, I was sort of in your neighborhood when I wasn't, because I wasn't on my private jet, but I was on my bicycle. I was doing a big charity ride from Boston to New York, 275 miles in 3 days. And let me just tell you something, my friend. Connecticut is a very hilly state. Yeah. I did not necessarily realize that the Nutmeg State had so many hills. And so I'm pacing around right now to see if my legs will start to, you know, kind of warm up a little bit from that.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the race?
The cause is for Cycle for the Cause for HIV/AIDS awareness, and it's sponsored by the New York City LGBT Center. And we have been doing this for 30 years, if you can believe it. There was a guy riding who was like, yeah, I was here the first time 30 years ago. And I was, you know, now he goes, it's a lot harder when you get into your 60s.
That's incredible, though. So good for you. I mean, I've done the Pan Mass Challenge, but that's like half of that distance.
I mean, Pan Mass Challenge is also a great ride. I don't know if there are as many hills when you come through Western Mass to the Cape, but this, I can't tell you how much I was like, gosh, Rhode Island and Connecticut, yeah. Very hilly, very hilly, until we got down towards New Haven.
We apologize. I apologize, you know, Life Insurance Awareness Month, there couldn't be a less sexy month than
I know it, but you know what? Sometimes people will say to me, like, what's the most important thing about my money? And they'll say to me things like, I really want to make sure my money is growing and invested. And everyone likes to focus on investments, which is like really totally sexy. It's like saying, like, you know what I love? I love eating sweets and carbs, which, by the way, great to do while you're riding. Mm-hmm. But for your real life, you do need some vegetables. This is like the vegetables. You need life insurance coverage if somebody out there would suffer if you were to die. And so that could be a lot of different things. You know, it could be like, hey, I'm helping my sister out. Oh, hey, I'm the main breadwinner. Or, hey, I'm the main caregiver to my parents, to my kids. And so if your death would cause some sort of hardship, then we buy life insurance. And the coolest thing about life insurance is very simple in a straightforward way. If you buy term life insurance, you buy life insurance for the amount of money you need to cover, and it lasts for a certain period of time. That's the term. But it's like one of those things like, oh, I'm talking about death. It's Monday. Come on, Jill, you're a buzzkill. But like, it's a very easy problem to solve. And if you don't, it can really mess up your family and your heirs if you don't buy the proper amount of coverage.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and CBS News. You go to jillonmoney.com. You can read the blog about life insurance. I guess the follow-up question then is, you know, I always obviously project my own situation, and
of course,
my wife and I, we both got like $500,000 when we got married, and it was term, and it's going to be done relatively soon. What do you do when you're in your 50s and 60s and that term expires?
Maybe you don't need it anymore, because the kind of the cool thing about life insurance, it's like you buy coverage when you don't have enough savings to cover whatever your need is, right? Maybe if you think about it, you bought your coverage 18 years ago, and now your kids are grown up, and now if something were to happen to you, you don't need as much money because you've not only just dealt with the actual aging process and care would be less, but also you have your own savings to replace what you might need. You have your 401k, you have your emergency reserve, your mortgage is starting to get paid down. So all of these things argue for, hey, maybe I actually don't even need this coverage anymore, which is kind of a cool thing. It's nice if you don't need it. And if you do still need it, then there may be, it just may be that it's easier for you to buy a little extra coverage through work, because workplace coverage is awesome as long as, you know, it's usually more affordable and you can usually take it with you. Call it portability. If you can take your insurance coverage from work with you, it can often be a very easy way to buy coverage.
But if you do feel like you still need it in your 50s or what have you, can you just do another like 20-year term? Is it cost prohibitive?
Well, here is the problem, that as you get older, term insurance gets progressively more expensive. So who needs permanent insurance? Like, let's say you're like, oh, I actually need coverage for my whole life, because maybe I have a special needs child. Maybe I have an estate issue. Maybe I have a big asset like a house that's gone up in value, but the rest of my life is not, I don't have my savings built up because I don't have a lot of liquidity, access to my money. You can buy something called permanent insurance. That's the kind of insurance you may have heard of, Whole Life in your neighborhood there of Hartford, the home of so many life insurance companies, or Universal Life. And these are policies that stay in place for your whole life, and therefore, of course, they're so much more expensive. So for most people, the easiest way to, you know, kind of thread the needle for insurance needs, term. And before all of your listeners who are probably working at life insurance companies call me and get mad at me, I'm not saying that whole life is bad. It's not bad. It's just that most people only need coverage for a period of time.
Yeah.
And often those policies, if you've ever been sold one of those policies, they tout like, oh, you can invest in these policies and the savings and this and the other thing. I think you'll understand this pretty easily, Brian. When you invest inside of a life insurance policy, what happens is if you take that money out later, you are actually investing based on ordinary income taxes, meaning you put the money in. When you take the money out, it's taxed as income.
Right.
If you borrow it out, there's some little cool tricks. But generally speaking, not my favorite way to invest.
Yeah.
My favorite way to invest is use your, you know, low-cost index funds and then buy your term policy.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News. So we got a quarter cut.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
How do you feel?
I feel like my legs hurt. No, I feel good. I feel like that was the right amount. I feel like, you know, the data are starting to point in kind of some wacky directions. So I think that the Fed was smart. And you see that the two people who dissented in the previous meeting, who were Trump appointees, did not dissent. There was just that one recent guy, Steve Miron, who just came on temporarily. So I think it's the right amount. I guess the real issue is going to be like, what's happening next in the economy? And I just don't feel like anybody has a good idea about that. We just don't know.
Yeah, I thought Myron was measured. If he went in saying, oh, we should do a full point, then I would have been like, oh, he's too much of an attack dog. But I don't think it was unreasonable to say maybe we should have done a half. So I thought that was
I don't think a half was warranted yet.
Right.
That's the issue. It's a real yet kind of thing. Because, you know, listen, we have to be clear that so many moving parts to this that we want to make sure that people understand that, you know, it's not so simple. This is not a slam dunk either way.
Yeah. Anything going on this week that people should know about?
Well, we got some housing data. I'm going to probably write about this for next week once I have the data in, because I'm interested in to see what new and existing home sales look like at the, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. I am also interested to see what kind of activity we see pick up, because listen, mortgage rates have come down. I know it's not 3%. You're not getting 3%. Everybody calm down. Not happening, right? But I do think it's really good to understand that, like, mortgage rates coming towards 6%. Right now it's 6.25% for a 30-year fixed. That's a huge improvement versus that near 8%. So maybe we'll see some activity kind of bubble up in the housing market.
Yeah. All right, Jill. Congrats again on the ride.
Thanks, man. Get them rid of those hills for next year for me, okay?
I'll talk to the Lord above, see what we can do. Have a great week. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.